The Reagan years from 1980 to 1988 witnessed a shift from the Nixon administration's commitment to career education to education that called on the nation's schools to raise academic standards in order to prepare students to compete in a global market. As discussed earlier, the A Nation at Risk report was authored during this time. This report was intended to push the nation out of what was perceived as their complacency regarding the state of schools. There was also a clear dividing line between the Democrats, who sought to appeal to members of marginalized groups and the teachers' union, and the Republicans, who focused on religious rights and other conservative causes. What did the Reagan, Bush of 1989 to 1993, and Clinton from 93 to 2001 eras have in common? For one, public school reform became a topic of presidential debates. And second, schooling was linked to national goals for improving American competition in the world market and preparing students for the world of work. Does this era remind you of arguments related to social efficiency and human capital of the 20th century?